Well, there we go. Good morning, everybody. It's Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels with some Packers daily chat. The Packers themselves will be back on the practice field later this afternoon. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and a whole host of others. But first, we always want to hear from you guys daily on YouTube, Facebook. Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Corey Mansky definitely wants us to know that it's all about heating up at the right time. I think your comment went through about 100 times there, bud. Good morning from Denver. What's up, Dennis? Good morning from New York City. How you doing? Joshua. Another New York City transplant. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Thomas. Thanks for the super chat. GM, Patreon member, Schoolmine, Washington. What's the morning Nagler coffee story from wake up to first Packers daily slurp? Big thanks for all the effort. Thomas. That's a very interesting question. It really depends on the night before and how late I sleep in. Today, I barely made it. I couldn't get to sleep last night. The pandemic has completely fucked up my sleep schedule. And last night, I did that thing where I kind of fell asleep, and then I woke back up, and I was wide awake for hours and hours. I went down a rabbit hole of watching old Game of Thrones episodes. I think I finally got to sleep around 3:30 and woke up around 9, jumped in the shower, made a cup of coffee and came out here and talked to you fine folks. But, you know, I try to have a few cups in me before we start. But today, this is cup numero uno. So forgive me if I'm slow going. Jill, good morning. Happy holidays. Did I see the Pat McAfee show yesterday? Of course I did. I never missed it. At least the window that Aaron Rodgers was on. Yeah, loved it. TKM, thanks for the super chat. TKM, all I could think of is TK421. Why aren't you at your post? TK421, do you copy? Let's see who knows that reference. Morning Nags, who is in the toughest game in the final hour? I say Panthers. What you say? I know people are probably have gone off the Titans. I still think that's a really tough matchup for Green Bay. But I do think the Panthers, you know, have a really intriguing team. Nice, fun young coach, offensive minded. Decent quarterback and Teddy. It'll definitely be a challenge. There's no doubt about that. And of course, we saw last year what a chore McCaffrey can be. And he sounds like he'll be playing this last month of the season. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Nags, who is more important to the cause, Aaron Rodgers in Super Bowl 45 or Luke Skywalker bringing down the Empire? Wow. That's a really good question. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers in 45. I think he did more. That's not to belittle Luke's efforts, but he also had help both on Endor and in the Death Star. I know the offense is rolling, but sure am intrigued to see how Austin can be used, possibly like Beasley in Buffalo. Thoughts? Yeah, Paul, I love the idea of getting a darting presence in this offense, somebody who has a little wiggle, get him in space, etc. I don't know how much we'll see him featured, but I do love the idea of kind of sprinkling in certain concepts and, you know, plays for him. I'm sure Matt will be asked about that today. I'm sure he'll punt, but you got to think they're going to, especially in light of the news that Tyler Irvin is being placed on injured reserve, you got to think that we're going to see Austin on the offensive side of the ball. Patriot Zoom tonight. Woo. Yeah, that's right. Tonight, 6:30. We have Packer transplants at 5 p.m. Eastern, and then we'll have the Zoom happy hour, about a half hour after transplants ends at 6:30 Eastern. The Zoom information is on the Patreon page. I hope to see you all there if you are a Patreon member. Grogu is coming for you. I don't doubt it. How have the middle linebackers been playing these last few weeks? Joe? Meh. Okay. Nothing right home about. Kamal Martin has some, you know, plays that pop off the screen every once in a while, but for the most part, it's been pretty pedestrian, I would say. That's as kind as I can be. Execute Order 66. Yeah, exactly. Tonyan for the Pro Bowl. Joshua, why not? The man's been productive as hell. Sure, why not? I mean, we'll see. You know, Ertz has got the name. We'll see what the voters do, but I would, yeah, I'd give it to him. Football. Oh, I love it. Oh, where is that? Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Top of the morning, Nags. Go Pack, go. What's up, Patrick, from across the pond? How are you? Is Davante Adams a shoe-in for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? No. I mean, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, should he be? Yeah, of course. But is he? No. My wife doesn't like football, but she will listen to your report. You report the weather from Mars. I don't know about all that, Timmy. That's pretty suspect. Favorite Star Wars quote? Oh, I don't know. I used to do all the whole trilogy back in school, like by myself, because I'm a total nerd. Am I the only one who just loves that Jair doesn't let go of ankle tackles? One of the few, right? I love that tackle he had where he get wrapped up and wouldn't let go. As opposed to these guys who dive and then kind of make a half-hearted effort and try and just quote-unquote trip them up. Yeah, Jair hangs on and gets them down. Doug Peterson is a gentle reminder that coaches are year to year. I think Matt has shown us much more than Doug did in 2 years, but don't count your eggs before they hatch. That's pretty astute there, Joey. I would add Matt Nagy to that pile as well. Literally coach of the year to out of the playoffs and now probably hanging on for dear life to continue having a job in 3 short seasons. So, yeah, no doubt, Matt. And that's what we talked about it here every day during the offseason. You know, it's great that Matt did what he did with that team last year, but, you know, it is a marathon and it's, you're going year after year is a new year. You got to reset, recalibrate, and what he's done with his team in his first year and a half plus is pretty damn impressive so far. They put a punter in before Jerry Kramer. No one is a shoe-in. Exactly. Thank you. I try not to get too worked up about it because it is such a farce. Joshua, thanks to the super chat. Tunyon has the biggest jump, in my opinion. Love you, Nags. Has had the biggest jump. I mean, from last year to this year, I think in production, there's no doubt. But look, I don't think he's doing much this year that we couldn't have seen last year had he not gotten hurt. Don't forget, after that incredible play in Dallas when he hurt his hip, you know, he missed a long, long amount of time. And if he had been playing, I think he would have reached this level sooner rather than later. But he has certainly jumped in production. There's no doubt about it. And trust factor on the offensive side. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Happy venerable series Wednesday. Key matchup you'll be watching this weekend. Mine is pass rush building off last week or Stafford versus the secondary. I mean, containing Stafford is what it's all about. Stafford has killed them year after year after year. I don't doubt for a second that the Packers need to get a lead. Don't forget, in week 2, the Lions jumped out to a 14-3 lead until the offense came to life and basically allowed the defense to pin their ears back and get after Stafford, including the pick 6 that Sullivan had. I do think Stafford is the key. As he goes, this game will go, is my suspicion. There's no doubt, yes, you'd love the Packers to continue to build on what we saw pass rush-wise last week. You know, they're facing a bit better of an O-line. Not a group of world beaters by any stretch of the imagination, but not the pushovers that a lot of Philadelphia threw out there. Pee-wee Pierre, thanks for the super chat. I think we should get a mid-round wide receiver in case Tay or Lazard get hurt. Also, the way LaFleur rotates player is overlooked. Well, I think we've talked about it quite a bit here at Cheesehead TV. But I think that's the whole reason they don't feel pressed to spend draft capital on a wide receiver or any position group for that matter, because it's not about wide receivers. It's about 5 eligibles, rotating that personnel, going 2 tight ends, even 3 tight ends at some time, going 2 backs, spreading them out. We've seen them go, you know, with 2 tight ends and a back and then in the huddle and then come out in empty. You know, that's the way this team operates. There's zero question about it. Packers have not won by more than 10 in Detroit since 2011. Jimmy Legs. Yeah. Well, history is going to change. Is Adrian Amos your defensive MVP so far? Yeah, so far, I would think probably. He's certainly been the most consistent. There's zero question about that. I do think by the end of the year, there's a good chance it's either Z or Gary, but Amos has certainly been a rock on the back end and the most consistent defensive player they have. Bring McAfee in for special teams tackling drills. Hell, couldn't hurt. Devontae is like a cheat code, no question about it. Is this season's offense better than the 2014 offense? I think so, William. I definitely think so. I think it's a lot more diverse and can hurt you in a lot of different ways. Rashawn Gary has had a big jump. He's now one of my favorites on the team. Bye, Humberto. I told people to just be patient. Look, I get shit wrong, but I so far have been right about Gary. So I will say that. Do I think Rodgers gets the MVP? I think it'll come down to who plays the best on national television, or at least in national spotlight type games. Packers have been moved into the 4 o'clock window for this game against the Lions. They get a Saturday night game against the Panthers. If Rodgers lights up, you know, teams and defenses in those situations, he's got a really good chance. No one wants to admit it. The MVP voters would tell you this is not even close to the case. But people are so influenced by big performances on big stages, things that everybody sees and kind of, you know, becomes water cooler talk. That definitely helps propel guys to that award. And it's almost always a quarterback. And obviously Mahomes will have a say in it. I think it is a two-horse race. And whichever one of those quarterbacks performs the best here down the stretch in big, big games and big moments and is seen across the country, that's the guy who will get it. Andy of the Anyone's Game, thanks to the Super Chat. Do fans want Green Bay to play in the UK? As a UK fan, though I've been to two Green Bay games, I don't. Exhibition feel rather than competitive. Fans of the NFL rather than Green Bay. Andy, I know there are passionate opinions on both sides of this question. I can't wait for them to play in London. I cannot wait to make that trip. I know lots of fans, and I mean lots of fans across the pond who feel differently than yourself. I understand where you're coming from. I know a lot of the players want to do it. We've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about it a bunch of times, and I know there are a ton of Packers fans, not only in the UK, but across Europe in general, that cannot wait for the Packers to play in London so they can make the trip for that game. Now, when that's going to happen, who the hell knows? We all know Mark Murphy's not going to allow them to take a home game away. So whenever the NFL makes it work, you can bet Cheesehead TV will be there, because I, for one, cannot wait. What do you think Rodgers said to Wentz after the game? Have you seen – wait, what was it? Damn it. I couldn't remember the name of the show, or I was going to say The Undoing. Have you seen The Undoing? Yeah, it's terrible. Don't watch it. I don't know if you heard Rodgers give his review on McAfee of the HBO show The Undoing yesterday, but he is 1,000% spot on about that show, by the way. I couldn't make it through two episodes. So stilted, bad fucking script. The acting was really wooden and obvious. I didn't understand the attraction of that show. What do I think he said to Wentz? Just that, you know, tough times, man. They're there to test you, and they can help define you or hurt you, and it's dependent on how you react to them. Look, if there's anybody who knows about a brutal spotlight, it's Aaron Rodgers. Everything he went through in 2008 when he took over for Brett Favre, obviously it's not a similar situation to what Wentz is going through, but the idea of everyone completely having their kind of gun sights trained on you, and every little move being dissected and blown up and over kind of analyzed. Aaron Rodgers knows all about that. So that's my hunch. Now, obviously, we'll never know unless Wentz decides to say something. But that is my kind of idea. Just stick to what you do. You know, this is not all on you. Just stick with it kind of thing. I still can't believe wishy-washy Matt Ryan won MVP in 2016 with the three best wide receivers over Aaron Rodgers, who had the best six-game stretch of all time. Well, that was the problem, though. You know, Aaron Rodgers was poor the first half of the season. We all remember Run the Table, but one of the reasons that stretch is burned in our brains is because Rodgers was so milquetoast the first half of the season. You know, and it is a full-season award. So I understand would have given it to Aaron Rodgers after that stretch, but you know, there's no question that Matt Ryan had a better overall season. So I can't get too worked up about it. Aaron, do you think the Packers expected to have an offense this good? I mean, I don't know about, you know, setting records good, but I think they expected to move forward, to take a step forward, to be a lot more efficient. I don't have to tell you. You remember last year, the Packers couldn't get out of their own way at times on offense. Things are just a lot more efficient, smooth. the operation, as they like to call it, is really kind of clicking on all cylinders, so to speak. And, you know, do I think they expected this? Probably not at this level, but I think they definitely expected improvement and more efficiency across the board. Wentz in Chicago, that will ruin him. Jimmy, I mean, you could say he's already ruined. Maybe it'll help him. Aaron talking about not getting a gift from Bakhtiari is hilarious. Yeah. You know, I got no sympathy for Bakhtiari. You know, back in the day, he used to come on Packer Transplants every year. He's been on my podcast. Now he's Mr. Big Time. Now he's on Pat McAfee's show. He was on the Wendy's Big Show I saw yesterday. He's Mr. Media now. Just, you know, remember the people who had you on their show when you were a rookie nobody, buddy. Now you're just so big time, highest paid tackle in the league, not giving your quarterback a gift. All goes to their head so quick. Do I think Elton will be the starting center next year? There's a possibility, right? I think it'll probably shake out in camp next year. They'll do their, we're going to play the five best guys and they'll have healthy competition. I still think there's a good chance that they slide Lucas Patrick in there, but we'll see. Yeah, there's absolutely a chance. There's no doubt about it. Tavon active this week? Oz, we'll find out. I would suspect yes, considering that Tyler Irvin's being placed on injured reserve. That would lead one to believe that they're going to go with Austin up. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. You and Andy in the same video as like Rodgers and Adams. Well, I think that you're doing a major disservice to Rodgers and Adams, but that is very, very kind of you, Nicholas. Thank you very much. How are the businesses in Green Bay doing with the COVID impact with no fans? Not great, Paul. I've got a little inside info here. You know, just not just with any particular business, but with the city. I know, you know, the economic impact is very real. There is zero doubt about it. And it's going to be hard for some places to make it through. Yeah, there are plenty of businesses that depend on football season to make their year. You know, and this year is going to be brutal. Hopefully, maybe, not to get political, but maybe hopefully we get some government assistance here in the next month or so, although I'm not holding my breath, to help some of these small businesses out and get through this stretch, especially this winter, which is going to be brutal. But yeah, I'd be lying if I said that, you know, it hasn't had a significant impact on some people. Why is Tom Grassi too good to come back on Packer Transplants? Adam, it's because he's not welcome. I don't need a man. I don't need to take his charity. I don't need to hear about, you know, the AFC East playoff race. Who needs that on their Packers channel? Not here at Cheesehead TV. Now, if he wants to get his ass kicked at Madden, the internet works. I'm ready to go at any time. Missed your previous super chat, Bo. Hold on, buddy. I'm going back. I get to talking, you know? So I'm going way back here. I don't see it, Bo. Bo, don't be lying to me, Bo. Bo. Someone asked, do we extend Rodgers? They just extended him. No, they're not extending him again. Maybe they, adjust his contract and turn some bonus money into a prorated version. But no, they're not going to extend him. The last time we sent an Eagles QB to the bench, we won the Super Bowl. Nicholas, that is some super fantastic history remembering right there. Nags, your Twitter jump comes after the Packers sign a bona fide wide receiver. Coincidence? Thoughts? Dave, I have no thoughts. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Please join us tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, etc. for Cheesehead TV. Packer Transplants live and Patreon members, 6:30 Eastern, we'll have the Cheesehead TV weekly Zoom happy hour. Always a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. If you're not a Patreon member, please consider signing up, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month. It goes a long way helping everything we do with the brand. If you can't, totally understand. Just hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.